From Appleton, Wisconsin, this is the Anderson Pens Podcast.
Welcome to Anderson Pens Podcast, episode 444, for Thursday, June 16th, 2022.
This week we have banter, news, updates, my ink of the week, new Iroshizuku inks, news from Esterbrook, a contest winner, a new contest plus, a new Van Gogh, new 50 States inks, and new Punilabos that are all coming soon.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Brian.
Did you know there's a...
I had no idea.
There's a local watering hole, a local establishment that's close to my house.
Did okay. You know that? Well, no.
Well, it's a 5-minute walk. From my house to the bar.
Oh, okay. How long is the walk home?
It's 45 minutes. The difference is staggering.
Staggering. I forgot to prime you for this one. Whatever I ask you, you tell me you don't know.
I don't
know. Otherwise,
all
it won't work. Brian.
Yes.
Do you know how many teeth Dracula has?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I've never gotten close enough to count. Mr. Anderson,
yes,
it's warm this week.
It's hot.
It is hot.
It's just
very hot.
Let's cut to the chase. It's hot.
It's a good thing we have a river really close to us. That is our location bumper, which you haven't seen yet. I'm actually going to have Justin replay the location bumper as I explain it, because there's so much to take in. Just three short blocks that direction,
yes.
Right in front of us,
close.
Is the Fox River. And Justin was on the south side of the Fox River, took the shot of the Fox River and panned up. And then you see the building you see is the Fox River Mills, which was built between 1883 and 1915. And for a century, the mills were an anchor in the Fox River Valley's paper industry.
Yes, we are in paper country.
Yes, the mills closed in the mid-1980s and have since been transformed into fun industrial-esque apartments. And then as the camera continues, in the far background, you see the 222 building, which is right down the street from us, mm-hmm. and is famous for being the tallest building in Appleton. At 97 stories high, it is only 5 stories short of the Empire State Building.
Really?
No.
No, it is not.
It's 11 stories high.
I was like, what?
But it's 11.
Because I used to work in that building.
Yes.
97?
97 is a lot.
That was not right.
I don't even know what they use it for. Is it offices?
When I worked there, it was the company I worked for, we had like 3 or 4 or 5
several
different floors.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's office buildings.
So that's the tallest building in Appleton. 97. Gotcha.
I got that hook, line, and sinker, I think.
This Sunday, June 19th, is Father's Day and is also Juneteenth. It's on the 19th, but the federal holiday is Monday. So if you work at a place that gives you federal holidays off, you won't be working on Monday. That'll be next year, right? Tomorrow, June 17th, is National Mascot Day. So let's hear it for Ink Bottle Dude.
Ink Bottle Dude.
He's our mascot.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Sunday, the 19th, in addition to being Father's Day and Juneteenth, is also National FreeBSD Day. Yay me. I like FreeBSD. You like FreeBSD?
I've never used it.
Never
used
it. You use it every day.
Well, I do, yes, but it's not...
All iOS Apple products are based on FreeBSD.
But they're based on it. It's not... It's not.
They took that and they built everything you use every day.
Yes.
Yay, FreeBSD. Tuesday, the 21st. I have to throw this in. It's gay. Scott. Go skateboarding day. So you know what I'm going to be doing. I don't usually go on Tuesdays, but I'm going to go on Tuesday.
Okay, you can go on Tuesday.
I've got 3 boards. You can come.
I've never skateboarded. Actually, I have skateboarded.
Okay.
Where's the
cast?
It was probably 40 years ago. So
40 years ago.
Yes. I won skateboard.
You were
I won
two?
It.
Oh, you won it?
Yes, I won it. It was off one of the blue freeforms.
What kind of wheels?
Round?
Were they plastic? Clay?
Oh, I have
stone?
No idea. It was literally 40 years ago.
Yeah, they weren't too good 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Reminder that June is National Adopt Cat Month. Have you?
Not yet.
Have you even talked to Lisa about it?
Well, we've discussed it.
Do you have to?
Well, yes.
She's in Chicago.
Well, yes.
You should talk to Max and Seiko about it.
Yes.
And a reminder also that June is Pride Month. Brian, do you know why Pride Month has to be held in a summer month?
No.
Because Pride cometh before the fall. Got an extra one in there. You Justin's laughing too much today. You have a special announcement.
I do have a special announcement. Yeah. Upcoming on as July 1st.
January, July 1st? I'm going to get you.
July 1st, Esterbrook. All Esterbrook products, right now we can discount 20% off the MSRP. As of July 1st, that is being discontinued. So
okay.
The 20% discount off of MSRP will go away and the pens will be sold at retail. At MSRP. Retail. Yeah.
So Esterbrook, the company, has allowed retailers thus far to discount up to 20%.
Yes, which is kind of a standard number in the industry across all
brands. And all retailers are doing that because one person does it, everybody does
right,
it. And now Esterbrook says stop that. So that brings them kind of into Faber-Castell territory, doesn't it? Because Faber doesn't let you do that.
Yes,
Faber doesn't like once a year.
Yeah, once a year,
Okay, well, more on Esterbrook later.
So,
because I see a lot of Esterbrook. I assume we're going to talk about them. I want to tell you everything that's happening on YouTube.
Okay.
Last Friday, we published Steph's Top 3 Under $50. And I know you've watched it. A lot of people have watched it.
I watched the first couple minutes.
That's good enough. We got a view for that. Last Sunday... we published AP Sunday Brunch Menu 10, which was Fountain Pen Filling Systems Part 2. You have so many filling systems. I don't know if 10? I mentioned in the video, but except for the pen that I brought, all of those were your pens.
Yes.
You have a lot of pens.
Yes. And there were a couple I forgot about, but
That's part three. Start working on that. Tomorrow, Friday, we're going to publish Brian's Top 5 Vintage Goat Pens. Now, I mentioned that to Steph just before the podcast.
Okay.
And she had a quizzical look on her face. So I said, greatest of all time. And she said, oh, I thought they were going to be actual goats.
I'm pretty sure I don't have any pens with goats on them.
I don't know. You have a lot of pens. We could paint one. And this coming Sunday, of course, we have another AP Sunday brunch. It's going to air on Father's Day. I think we're going to talk about... a bunch of things, like why dad needs another fountain pen, what to do if your pen stops writing, how to get ink flowing quickly in a new pen, and, of course, the ever-popular, how often should I clean my pen?
General chit-chat.
General chit-chat.
As it were.
This coming Sunday, I have an ink of the week.
Great.
Which I absolutely love.
This is interesting. I can't wait to hear about this.
Sailor Shikiori's Sound of Rain Hara Hara. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly.
We're working on that.
This, they call it, Hara Hara is drizzle. It's meant to reflect the colors of autumn with a smoky mauve. And before I read that, I said it was a beautiful muted shade of mauve, like a pale purple.
Okay.
And it is, I say it's gorgeous. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, the handprint is interesting.
The handprint, again, left most of the red in my hand.
So we have this green and...
That's if you take away the red from the ink, that's what you're left with. But this is a good indicator.
It's a very interesting color. Yeah.
It's not purple. It's a dusty purple.
Yeah, it's dusty
it's
for sure.
It's calming to look at. Mm-hmm, I do kind of think it's autumnal.
Very legible.
I found it easy to read, no show through. This is like the first ink I've noticed. This flows really well in the pen. This one.
Okay.
And
it's noticeable.
Noticeably.
Okay.
Different, better flow, which I thought was just a myth until I tried this ink.
Okay.
No feathering. Cleanup was a 5. It did, again, leave all the red on my hand. Mm-hmm. It comes in the 20 mil bottles, and we're selling 3 mil samples. And, of course, my favorite, the cartridges because they come in the little thing I can't open. But it's a little carrying case for your cartridges.
Yeah.
I need to get a pen that these can go in. So pause the video while we go shopping.
Where does an ocean not have water? A map.
Brian.
Yes.
New inks came in.
They did.
We have them in front of us.
We almost forgot about them.
Almost forgot, but then... Some more came in. So let's talk about the ones I have written down here because we've been waiting for these.
Yes.
We talked about these on the podcast once, and that was in March.
Okay.
And here it
is. I don't remember
June.
That, but maybe Lisa was here.
It might have been Lisa. These are new Edo Shizuku inks with the bottles that I love. I got the color Hotaru B. It's supposed to be. I'll just read it here. Light of fireflies. Inspired by the soft light of delicate fireflies, this color is a bright chartreuse green with warm yellow hues. What have you got over there?
I have, this is my favorite of the bunch, the Sui Gyoku.
That's a green,
it's an emerald.
Emerald,
it says, inspired by the deep green shine found in an emerald gemstone.
Wow.
It's nice looking.
That might be my favorite.
Yeah, it's nice looking.
And the next one is a pink.
This one should be on your side.
I don't like pink. Pink like
you don't like pink.
It's Hanaikada. Hanaikada. Wow, that bottle is gorgeous, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Hanaikada, flower raft of Japanese cherry. Inspired by beautiful cherry blossoms collecting gracefully atop a flowing river, this is a gorgeous, rich pink hue. That is a nice pink.
It is a nice pink. It's a solid pink.
It's a solid pink. There's no question that is pink.
Yep, yep.
Oh, Steph's going to be upset because she's already done her.
She already did the pink, yeah.
Yeah.
But will it oust Las Vegas from the top of the...
No, that's always going to stay. That's fabulous, I heard. I think I'm going to say this one's my favorite.
Yes,
of these three.
Yes. The Sui Gyoku.
Not that I don't like the others, but if I had to pick a favorite...
This is so different. This Hotaru B is
almost
so different.
Highlighter-ish, but it's dark to be that, but it's almost highlighter.
It
will grab
little,
your attention.
Little olivey.
Yeah, no. So, this is the one. This is the one.
Yep.
And then Justin, and I mean by Justin, I don't mean the man behind the camera. I mean just before we started, these came in, and you said we have to talk about them. I said I don't want to talk about them. He said, "Look, they're so cute." I said, "Oh, they are.
Cute.
They're amazing."
Cute. Tasha has come out with three new three ink bottle sets.
So this is a set of three ink bottles.
Three ink bottles.
They must be small.
Yes, so check this out. So here's the bottle. It's got this.
That's the box.
The box. But it has magnets on here, and then this.
See, that's why. Oh,
opens
yes, absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely, this has to be shown.
It is cool. It is super cool. And then it has three 20-mil bottles of, and these are going to be the standard Tasha lineup.
So inks we're already familiar with.
There are three. I'm going to read them off here. Why don't you hang on to that?
I'll hang on to this.
Play with that. So the one we have here is the Blue Series, which is Eoguro, which is a blue-black, Ao, which is blue, and Sora, which is sky blue.
Sky blue, gotcha.
So that's one. Then the next one is called the Atmospheric Austerely Elegant.
Very nice.
Which is, say that 10 times fast. The Suchi Golden Wheat, Ebi, the Purple Red, and the Uguisu, the Olive Green.
Uguisu.
And the last set is called the Sweet Color Tone set, which is Dai Dai Orange, Momo Pink, and Murasaki Purple.
This is a nice presentation. This can just sit on your desk or your bookshelf. Has a little finger hole there, and it just comes up.
Yeah,
like that.
And I couldn't figure out how to get the box open, but it has these magnets because it holds it up nice and tight.
No, it's not a wood box.
No,
it is a very, very heavy
thick
cardstock.
Cardboard.
Very hard. Cardboard, I don't know. It's not
cardstock.
Cardstock. But they did a nice job.
It is.
And very nice inks.
Nice inks. If you wanted to try some of these instead of getting the 50 ml bottles, you can get a set of the 20s.
20s.
Yeah. So.
I might... The blues look nice. I have to look at the other ones.
Because
I'm partial to blues. I mentioned earlier, if you were paying attention, that we had a lot of Esterbrooks in front of us. And because the discount is going away on July 1st, Brian thought, let's talk about the Esterbrooks we have.
Let's just go through a couple of them now.
The discount is going away for every product.
Yeah, so that means the price is going to jump up about... $40 to $50. So the oversized, start around $200, which means they're going to be $250, and the other ones, the standards start at $156, which means now they'll be closer to $195.
So what you're really saying is buy them in June.
You should buy them as soon as possible.
Yeah.
We are told that anything that we order now, we will still acquire the standard price.
So we're stocking up.
Yeah, we're stocking up.
But as of July 1st, the discount goes away.
It goes away, and that also includes any of the now discontinued models.
Okay.
So
everything.
So everything, yeah. So we have, of course, standard ebony with gold and palladium trim.
That's these guys, right?
Yes. And we also have them in, they're also available in oversized, both of those.
I think I picked up two oversized.
Two oversized. And then we also have matching ballpoints. So matching ballpoints on most of these. So if you're thinking about getting a set or you're getting a set to go with a fountain pen.
What are these?
Nouveau Blue. My favorite color in the series now.
I don't think I've ever looked at one.
Gold trim and palladium trim only. No oversized.
You want the palladium trim.
The palladium trim is nice. And also available in ballpoints.
Yeah, we've got that right here.
Yep, in both
is
trims.
Is this the Scarlet?
The Scarlet. Now, with the Scarlet, there are some Scarlet that are out of stock right now that aren't going to be restocked by the distributor until next month. So these we have a little bit more limited quantities. We've got Scarlet in oversized and standard in gold, as well as ballpoint. It is available in palladium, but palladium is the one that's kind of being held
backward,
up.
Okay. I think this is a honeycomb.
Honeycomb also very, very nice.
You want the palladium trim.
The palladium. No, this one, I think the gold trim is nicer.
The palladium trim.
Nicer in the gold, for sure.
And it comes in both sizes.
Oversized and standard size.
I'm not seeing a
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I think it does come in a ballpoint. I don't have. Okay. I don't have one here.
And that's honeycomb.
That's honeycomb. Next up, the tortoise.
Ah.
The gold just came back in stock. I believe the palladium is still kind of backordered.
Okay.
But we do have the palladium, and that's only available in the regular size. There's no oversize in that.
Okay. And you've got another tray.
I have one more tray, which we've got the sea glass, which was probably last year's most popular pen. Rhodium, in which case I think is the better choice, and gold trim, and of course ballpoints, and then we're going to move into some of the pens that are being discontinued or have been discontinued, and some of these we only have. I think we may only have one of these: the Gold Rush, the black and gold with gold trim. We also have the Accutron. This green and yellowish one here with the Accutron logo on the cap
and the nib.
And on the nib. And this is available medium steel only.
Okay.
Because they imprinted the nibs with the logo. This one you're familiar with.
I am.
The oversized in aqua.
Such a happy one.
We've only got a couple of these left. This one here is the last one.
On the planet.
Well, at least in this in our world, the Cosmic Wine, which is this beautiful diamond cast resin.
The camera probably doesn't see it, but it has got all kinds of sparkles in there, and
it's
they're
very
deep
nice.
Sparkles.
Yeah,
like cosmic.
Yes. So, Cosmic Wine. We've got one of those left. Grab it before the price goes up. And then this one is the blue with gold, a cobalt blue, which is being replaced by the Nouveau Blue. And so there's a few of these blue ones left.
So discontinued.
Discontinued, yeah.
Is that a pumpkin spice latte? Pumpkin latte?
There is a pumpkin latte. So we've got the JRs, the pumpkin latte. I've got the three paradise. The yellow, the orange,
and
the blue breeze.
Always.
This one's great.
This one flirts with me.
The orange. They're
it's
all
just
good.
So happy.
They're all very good. Fantasia, this was a limited. We have, this may be the last
this
one
might
left.
Be the last one?
This could be the last one.
It's got sparkle on it too.
It does have sparkle, gold trim.
I have that pen, and Lisa has that pen.
And this is the first rendition of the JR, a little bit earlier before these, flatter top, but this is in black. So we've got those. I should also note, we do have, for the gold trim versions, we do have two journaler nibs in stock for the JR series.
Oh, really?
So we do have those. If this is something you're interested in, I've got a couple of those. Normally, it's a special order. And on those, it's a bit of a wait because they have the special
duo. I'm a fan of the journaler.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to get one of these, try to get a journaler nib. That's what you're saying is on the JRs, we actually have two journaler nibs.
I've got two that I physically touched this weekend.
God, that's a deal.
So, yeah. So all that... until July 1st, we'll be 20% off the retail.
Where do polar bears keep their money? In a snowbank.
Brian.
Yes.
Last week, we had a contest. Do you remember the question?
I do.
It was a two-part question. Do you remember both?
Well, the second part depended on whether or not the first part was answered correctly.
Correctly, he says. We'll see if you're correct. What was the first part?
I don't remember.
Oh. Do you post your pens?
Oh, yeah.
And must your pens post in order for you to buy them, basically? Yeah, now, do you think most people post or most people don't post?
I have not seen this yet. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to say most people will find posting a requirement, the ability to post.
Okay, but do you think... Okay, so that's the part two.
Oh, that's like, part two.
People want the pens to be able to post.
They want the pens to be able to post. Do they? Most people post? Yes. I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say majority say yes.
To the question, do you post? 11% of responders, and we got lots, 11% said always.
Always, okay.
17% said usually, and 14% said depends on the pen.
So 42% maybe.
Yeah. So then we have 4% that said rarely and a whopping 54% that said absolutely not, never, under any circumstances, unless it's a pocket pen.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All
right. So the vast majority, not vast, the majority do not post. And I'll read some comments.
Okay.
I'll read some comments. But before I get to those comments, must a pen post to purchase? Absolutely it must post. Only 15% said that. 85% said, no, doesn't have to post.
Interesting.
Many said, I don't even notice.
Okay.
Yeah. Which means I'm with the majority on this because I don't post.
I'm apparently in the minority.
You're a poster. I don't like to post.
But I don't normally do it because most of my writing is, and I do this. I grab the pen in my hand, left hand, and then I write with the right, and then I'm done. And, you know, it's very, I don't write long paragraphs.
Long paragraphs. You just make...
I make notes, yeah.
And little notes.
Yeah.
So, but if you were going to do something more than a quick note, you do post.
Yeah.
You like to post.
I do, yes. If it's an appropriate, like, you know, this Waterman Karen, it's really a great length posted.
Oh, it's perfect. Not yeah, posted, too. Well, that's a nice pen. What is that pen? I like that pen.
It's a Waterman Karen.
Wow. Don't you have one of those?
I have a couple.
Okay. Anyway, to the comments, Lynn Hayes says, I always post my fountain pens! ! They just feel incomplete to me, unposted. I have a number that do not post, and it annoys me. Most I didn't realize at the time of purchase, and I have passed on those pens that I knew did not post. Hmm. So Lynn is a poster. Steve Moss says, I used to prefer posting, but now I never post. Once I started buying pens that felt back-weighted when posted, it broke the posting obsession. So it makes no difference to me now if a pen posts. I almost said Eric Schneider, but as Eric Schroeder says, I rarely post and do not require it for my pens. However, I do require a clip.
Okay.
Well, more on that later.
Okay. Is that this next week's question?
More on that later.
More on that later. That's this week's
question. Melanie Botel says, I don't even post my Caveco Lilliput or Sailor Pro Gear Minis.
Wow.
The Lilliput, I probably wouldn't post. The Mini, I think you have to.
You wouldn't post a Lilliput?
No.
They're like...
I also wouldn't write a book.
They're small. I mean. Yeah, she's got small hands.
Nate Campbell says, I do not post my pens, not even the Caveco Sports, and I have average to above average size hands. That being said, I feel that the ability to post is a requirement to be in my collection. I suppose that makes me weird. Nate, if that's weird, you're welcome here. I don't think anybody's weird in this fountain pen community. I post Caveco Sports.
Yeah, you should.
I guess unless I'm just ticking off a list or something.
But, I think you have to. It's...
But no, the pen does not have to. I don't usually post unless it's a pocket pen, and a pen does not have to post in order for me to buy it. We have a winner as well.
All right, great.
The winner this week is Jacob Sampson, whose comment was, yes, I post the cap, not every pen, though. It's not a factor unless the pen is unbalanced or too short when unposted. Congratulations, Jacob. Please write to me, eric@andersonpens.com, and we will take care of putting that $20 credit on your Anderson Pens account. Many people in the comments said they post because they wouldn't otherwise know what to do with the cap.
What to do with the cap, yeah.
And I've never thought about that because I guess I always use my pens that my desk or a desk or a writing surface where I put the cap right there, and I don't usually walk away from my pen without recapping it.
Yeah, that's not something.
And I don't have a cat, that would come and knock it off the table.
Yeah. Thankfully, none of my cats have ever done that. So
I have some follow-up comments to the previous question, which was, how many unused notebooks do you have? Do you recall, Mr. Anderson, that during last podcast, I called out Marilyn Gardner because she left the comment, I'll be back with a rough estimate of my unused number of unused, and she never came back?
Well, she did come back. Okay.
So she came back between the time we recorded the podcast and it actually aired. She came back to say the following.
Okay.
I will stack, pun intended, my collection of blank notebooks against anyone's. I've counted as many as I can. I'm sure I've missed a few that are randomly stored, but I am up to 322 unused.
Ding, ding, yes. Ding.
I told her she won. She won.
She's the winner. And Marilyn, we're going to send you a notebook. No.
I'm not even sure we have 322 notebooks.
No, I'm sure we don't have anything she doesn't already have.
Beth Cunningham said, I loved hearing you read answers about unused notebooks. I don't feel so bad about how many I have. In fact, I am now ready to buy a few more. Yeah, I feel the same way. This was very cathartic because I thought I had a problem, but apparently I don't have enough. Laura Charis, I love this podcast. It makes me feel normal. I was feeling guilty, like I was, about unused notebooks, sketchbooks, and watercolor journals until now. I think I have found my tribe. You absolutely have. Absolutely. And Ira replied as well. Ira Stone, who was worried that he had a problem too. Thanks for this very supportive podcast. I feel better knowing that hoarding notebooks is not an illness. It absolutely is not. And we need look no further than Marilyn Gardner, 322.
If you got less than Marilyn,
you're fine.
I think the number is like 325.
Yeah, she's found a few more. She might be up there. I am going to start a notebook collectors club of some sort, and I'll make levels.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Passing around notebooks. But nobody writes in them.
Nobody. Don't you write in my notebook.
First person would come in there, they write on the first page.
More comments that I felt had to be read. Milton Bonani said, please put English subtitles for non-USA. Thanks in advance. I don't know how YouTube works outside of my computer, but when I'm watching a YouTube video, I have a little...
There's an option.
A CC button, a closed caption button, and it will automatically put the subtitles on there for me.
Great.
Because YouTube generates them. Justin, do you have anything to add to that? We don't do anything on our end for that, right? But I don't know where you are, Milton. If that isn't working for you, let us know. Because we can certainly call up YouTube and have that arranged. And we might be able to do it in your own language.
Yeah.
We could do that. Floyd Vickenkamp. I've forgotten why I wrote this down here, but we'll soon find out. Love the podcast. I retell some of the jokes to my 5-year-old granddaughter, who is now groaning at Pop's stunted sense of humor. And the reason I wrote that down is because I think if our jokes are getting 5-year-olds to groan, we've come a long way. Yeah, so we have reached nirvana as far as...
Today's joke, probably not for a 5-year-old, but...
The count?
Yeah,
mine was fine.
Mine was not.
If you remember Hoyt Robertson from last time, who said he had one unused notebook for 42 years, and we said we need more information, we have it.
Okay, great. I'm looking forward to this.
The 42-year-old blank journal has traveled to Germany twice and a number of U.S. locations. It was given to me by my wife before we were married, and that's been 42 years this fall. Congratulations. Could not bring myself to write in it because, as does Eric, I suffer from graphophobia.
That's what they call it. 1980.
Someone else called it notebook hesitancy. I like that one, too. Okay. Yeah.
1980.
So thank you for the follow-up on that, Hoyt, because I was wondering, how do you keep a notebook for... But this is a sentimental notebook.
I was hoping you were going to say he finally went in there and wrote something.
Maybe he'll follow up next week and say, finally, I've decided to put your jokes in.
You'd use it for a joke book. Yeah, write them all down. Let me know how many there are.
Jonathan Montalvo hit us with a question. Are there any good pocket notebooks which are fountain pen friendly but thin, yet have a cover which is waterproof? Maybe.
That's a tough one.
This is, we pulled the, what is this, the Maruman?
Maruman, yeah.
It's an A7, so it is tiny. It is relatively thin. I don't know if it's waterproof, but the cover is plasticky, like plasticky, so that's water-ish. Yeah. This might not It's spiral bound, so it might not work too well in a pocket.
It worked great right there.
And you like this size.
I like A7s. A7s are my
But I
jam.
Can't think of any other one that has plastic or would be any further water. You could put it in a Ziploc.
Yeah.
Put it in a Ziploc. That's probably what I would do. New contest. Yes, you were right. Ah. I had something ready, but then Eric Schroeder's comment about it must have a clip. I thought, you know, that's a good one. Must your fountain pens have clips, or does it just not matter? Because I don't need clips. If they all went away, you need them.
Well, I don't necessarily need them.
Well, you'd have a hard time with that?
Well, yes. I always have to have one in my pocket, but...
Some need them.
Some need them. I do. In vintage, I do almost prefer them without a clip.
There's less to break.
So old hard rubber pens, you know, clip was not an original part of a vintage pen.
Oh, okay.
In the beginning, it was kind of an afterthought. Yeah,
well, you have a whole different way of thinking about things.
Yes. So
I'm talking about modern pens.
Modern pens.
Today.
Well, I've got a 110th anniversary Sailor, so that doesn't have a clip. But that's clearly a desk pen.
Yes.
Big, heavy, large. Don't necessarily need a clip if I'm just going to keep it on my desk.
No.
But yeah, 99% of the time I need
when
a clip.
When my pens leave my desk or leave the house with me, they're in some sort of a carrying case. I don't usually need a clip, but many of them have clips because they're very common. So tell me in the comment section, do your pens need clips? I know your pens have clips.
Is it a deal breaker?
Yeah. If it doesn't have a clip?
Yeah.
Because it isn't for me. In fact... Some pens shouldn't. The Emperor has a clip.
Emperor's got a clip, but the Cueco Sport doesn't. So,
what size pocket do you need for the Emperor?
A really, 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 really big one. Yeah.
So that's the question for this week. Tell me something about clips. Do you like them? Do you not like them? Do you only buy pens that have clips? Are you like Brian here? And a random winner will be selected for a $20 credit to your Anderson Pens account. I'm going to talk about something that's coming soon, because I like these.
Yes.
Justin will show pictures. This is the Visconti Van Gogh Sunflowers. Finally, I think they had the sunflowers before.
Yes.
But then
yes.
they went away, and yes. now they're coming back, and they are pretty and happy and gorgeous.
They are happy.
Visconti's latest launch draws inspiration from one of Van Gogh's most treasured and iconic paintings, Sunflowers. Van Gogh painted with three shades of yellow and nothing else, quote unquote. Hmm. In doing so, he demonstrated that it was possible to create an image with numerous variations of a single color without any loss of eloquence. The Visconti Sunflowers collection is made from natural resin brought to life by vibrant yellow hues expressing a special significance for Van Gogh, gratitude. The meticulous selection of resins and their color mix is one of the major innovations introduced by Visconti and makes each and every Visconti Van Gogh pen unique. The colors are further enhanced by the unique 18-faceted design on the Van Gogh collection. Available in fountain pen, rollerball, and ballpoint, each fountain pen nib is made from steel and engraved with Van Gogh's signature. Available in fine, medium, and broad widths, a converter is included with each pen, and the fountain pen is presented in a gift box with a bookmark and a bottle of Visconti Sunny Yellow ink to match the pen. Are we going to start calling them Van Goghs? What is the official stance of Anderson Pens? Whatever you want?
Whatever you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll call him Van Gogh.
Well, yeah. Isn't that the proper way to pronounce it?
But that's not what I was taught in school.
No.
So my only question is when?
Soon.
Soon. I like
yes.
that.
Yes. They are on order.
I've been holding off on a Van Gogh.
Okay. Holding off on a Van Gogh.
But this one might do it for me. It's because they're all gorgeous, yeah. but the yellows. Really
and the box is nice. And now that all the fountain pens are going to come with a bottle of ink. So all the new additions that come out.
This one might make me do it.
So, which means that ink will be available separately.
Oh, good.
You'll be able to buy sunflower ink.
Because once you use the bottle that comes with it, you need more.
You have to, yeah.
We also heard from Sailor and their two newest 50 States inks are coming out. One of which is Tennessee that Brian's going to tell us all about right now.
Tennessee, the sounds of country music, Elvis Presley, the king, and the Grand Ole Opry come to mind with thoughts of the great state of Tennessee. But did you know that this is also where cotton candy was invented. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
I had no idea. Nashville brought this. Maybe there's 97 floors on the Grand Ole Opry too. I don't know.
I made that.
Nashville brought this festival, this festival favorite to life in the 1890s. The cotton candy, often spun in soft blues and pinks. The comforting light blue colored Sailor Tennessee ink writes with visible pink undertones that will kickstart a craving for cotton candy.
I already have a craving for cotton candy. And blue cotton candy is something I don't see very often. I usually see pink. And the king is not written on this piece of paper.
No.
After Elvis Presley. You added that. You're editorializing everything I write here. So,
well, is there any doubt? Tell me, is there any doubt Elvis Presley is the king? Justin is laughing.
Everyone agrees.
He is the king.
He is the king. I'm going to tell everyone about Kentucky.
All right.
It's a state. Famous for the Kentucky Derby, top shelf bourbon, bluegrass, and the Wildcats. Hold the phone, we're the Wildcats. It's a sports team, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Kentucky is a state with varied landscapes covered in wild green grasses. The friendly green color of Kentucky ink was chosen to honor this state's famous nickname, the Bluegrass State. Whether you're a fan of the races, the flavors, the music, or the sports, Sailor Kentucky Ink is sure to become a favorite in your collection. When, Mr. Anderson? When?
I think it's
very soon. They're here.
Shipping.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, I think I like the blue one.
Yeah, I like the blue one.
I was looking at the pictures, I like the blue. I'm not very fond of green
inks. Although
the
green's nice.
You kind of like green inks.
I like green inks, yeah.
I'm much more partial to blue inks. So, that's the one I'm going to look forward to. You showed me pictures yesterday of new Punilabo stand-up pen cases.
Oh, my goodness. They're adorable.
I shared the pictures with Justin so he can share them with our audience. What are those new animals?
So, new animals, the corgi, which is adorable, the American short hair cat, a Scottish fold, the cat. Oh, it's cute. Short ears. The chick and the black rabbit, which I think is the most adorable. It's got these long ears. It's cute. They're coming around start of July.
The black rabbit is the one that stuck out to me.
Yes.
Jumped out at me. No pun intended.
Yes.
Because the ears are huge. So cute.
They're adorable.
Then you take another look and you have the Scottish fold cat with those folded ears.
Yes, it's so adorable.
I might need one of each of these because these are adorable. July, you say, huh?
July. Yes.
I could fill one with Van Gogh pants. Yes.
And that's in addition to all the rest.
Right. These are
so
new.
So we're going to have an even...
They're not discontinuing any
nope,
of the...
No, okay. Nothing is getting
this discontinued. Yep. These are popular.
Yes.
So I'm glad they make new ones. The fold or the rabbit? Ears straight up or ears folded? I don't know.
Straight up, I think.
Yeah, the rabbit is. You could just grab it by the ears and take it with you. Why don't you read that?
I think that's it. Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
You can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. And Brian, I understand there's a store in Chicago.
There is a store in Chicago. It's the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton. It's open 7 days a week. You'll see Lisa there most of the time.
And is there a website?
It's chicago.andersonpens.com.
Please like this video and consider subscribing to our YouTube channel. And we will see you next week. Bye.